Hello to all. Today I'm going to talk on back flower remedies. Now, the question that comes to your mind is, can people become sick with worry? Till recently, the answer we got was maybe, but now it is a definite yes. This thought was laid down some years ago by a British bacteriologist and homeopath, Dr. Edward Bach. In the age of antibiotics, no physician will tell these facts to his patients. Dr. Bach in his practice realized that many of his patients' physical ills were directly related to certain negative state of mind. So after a thorough research, he discovered a set of 38 flower and herbal remedies that work on the deep disharmony within the patient, and in doing so, pave the way to recovery from physical symptoms. Headache, hypertension due to work stress, insomnia due to worries, trembling due to fear show body and mind connection. Stress can alter body chemistry. We all know stress and negative mental emotions slow down digestion. Acid secretions and undigested food can remain in the stomach and intestines for a long period, resulting in toxic stage of blood. Dr. Bach's message was, heal the mind, heal the body. As we know, a healthy body can give a beautiful face, and for a healthy body, a healthy mind is needed, which is possible due to Dr. Bach's efforts of discovering these flower remedies. He said, whole mankind is suffering from 38 types of negative emotions, which is the primary cause of all physical troubles. The remedies are prescribed according to mental state of the patient, his moods, his general outlook to life. Hence, it is a patient and not the disease which needs treatment. In fact, the Queen of England has a back flower therapist in her panel of personal physicians. In India, former President Dil Singh was a firm believer in the therapy. So let's see how do these flower remedies work. There are 38 homeopathically prepared plant and flower based remedies. Each one treats a different feeling. They help you to manage the emotional demands of everyday life that affect us. They work by stimulating the body's own capacity to heal itself by balancing negative feelings, helping one to take control, feel good about yourself and get more out of life. I shall discuss each flower remedy in my coming talks so that you can make them your part of life and treat any emotional state you're in on that day. Staying healthy in mind and body will save you from running to the doctor. I'm using these remedies for last 3 years and feel empowered in tackling day-to-day challenges effectively. Hello to all. Welcome to my series on back flower remedies. Today I shall discuss the mental state of insufficient interest in present circumstances. Back flower remedies for this personality trait are clematis, honeysuckle, wild rose, olive, white chestnut, mustard, and chestnut bud. Talking about the back flower remedy clematis, it is for those who find their lives unhappy and withdraw into fantasy world. They are not grounded and are indifferent to the details of everyday life. Clematis helps one to establish a bridge between the physical world and the world of ideas and may foster great creativity. It is used to bring clarity and alertness to the present moment.
Next back flower remedy is honeysuckle. Honeysuckle helps you to let go of past experiences or events. Your thoughts are in the past rather than in the present. Next is wild rose. This flower remedy helps you to take responsibility for your own life and take a lively interest in life, work, and the world in general. Next flower remedy is olive. Olive is given when one is fatigued due to overwork, as they hate to enjoy. This flower olive as a remedy helps you to regain energy, vitality, and interest in life. Next remedy is known as white chestnut, which helps when your mind is cluttered with thoughts, usually arguments, ideas, thoughts which you do not wish to have in your mind. Another remedy is mustard, which helps one feel suddenly depressed without any reason. It feels like a cold, dark cloud that destroys normal happiness or cheerfulness. Mustard and remedy helps a person to get out of this kind of mental state. The last remedy under insufficient interest is chestnut bud. This back flower remedy helps when one makes the same mistake over and over again. When one doesn't learn from observation and experience, and therefore it takes longer for a person to learn a lesson. Chestnut bud helps them to be focused in whatever they are doing. Now, another group which I'm going to discuss today is loneliness. Back flower remedies in this mental state are water violet, impatience, and heather. Talking about water violet, this flower remedy is for those talented, capable people whose independence and self-reliance can make them seem proud and aloof. They tend to be upright, quiet, and dignified. They prefer their own company or that of a few close friends. This remedy helps when our natural reserve has built a barrier between us and others, leaving us lonely and unable to make contact with those around. Water violet helps bring us back into balance so that we can be more involved with humanity. Next flower remedy is impatience under this mental state of loneliness. When at all times there is impatience, such people are impatient with themselves. They want to do things quickly. They are irritable over little things. This state is often a good sign during recovery as it hastens the process. The problem with everyday stress is that it seems to show up pretty much every day, and that can spoil your health over time. Impatience flower remedy makes them calm and less irritable. The last remedy under loneliness is heather. Heather is for people who are obsessed with themselves but do not like to be alone. They latch on to people all the time, talking at exhaustive length about their problems, great or small, until people begin to actively avoid them. Loneliness is brought about because of their behavior. The remedy helps to see and understand others' problems. Having suffered from the need to talk, they become good listeners. So today, friends, I've discussed two remedies. One was for insufficient interest and the other was loneliness. I hope these remedies are going to help everyone to understand their mental state. And thank you.